Today, I just want you to think about this. There's a deception that I want you to be aware of in the church. There's a manipulation that's happening from Montauk to Manhattan. And I won't go into the details of the manipulation, but I want you to pray this prayer. Father, let me never be steered in the wrong direction. Let me always have your vision at hand. Let me not lose my discernment, Father. And if I don't have any, give me an abundance of discernment. This way I can hear what the Spirit is saying through the bride. Come on, people. We've got to understand that, you know, God said there would be tares growing up with the wheat. He said, beware of wolves in sheep's clothing. Now, I know this message can be very controversy, but I want to tell you this. It's no longer about your kingdom and my kingdom. It's about God's kingdom. I'm tired of hearing about kingdoms that men are building. They're doing this and they're doing that, but God's not involved. My God, I'm on Facebook and I see the people writing on Facebook and I see some of the stuff that fivefold leaders are writing and I say, my God, Lord, what's going on? And he said, Victor, there will be a famine for the truth of my word. And I believe before we worry about Al-Qaeda and 9/11, we've got to be concerned that we are not famished from the word of God. You need to start to pick up the word of God that will give you vision. Without a vision, Rob,
the people perish, Vic. Proverbs chapter 29, verse 18, it says, where there's no revelation, the people cast off restraint. I love several other translations. It says, where there is no vision, the people perish. Another translation says, where there's no understanding or where there is no prophecy. And, you know, Vic, in the book of Samuel, Samuel was a seer. He was a seer prophet. He would see what could become in the prophetic, and then he would download it to people that were around him that he would mentor. And 1 Samuel chapter 3, verse 2, it says, it came to pass at that time, and while Eli was lying down in his place, his eyes became dim. In 1 Samuel chapter 3, we're going to take it right in verse 1. It says, and the word of the Lord was rare in those days. There was no widespread revelation. And Vic, I hear the Lord saying, open up your eyes. I am releasing vision, a fresh mantle of heaven coming to earth. You know, it even says in Isaiah, there are people that hear, but they don't hear. There are people that see, but they can't perceive. So God's releasing discernment this hour, and that's really another word for understanding, Vic. Ephesians, Paul says, I pray the eyes of your heart or the eyes of your understand being enlightened, that you may know what? That you may know what is the hope of his calling. So, Vic, God's releasing fresh vision. It's time to focus in on what heaven is releasing in this hour.
Let me share with you about Elijah. Elijah, one of the major prophets. One thing that I liked about Elijah is he taunted with the people that claim they believe in God. And he taunted with them and said, you got power? Let me see your power. We need some prophets to rise up in this hour and start to taunt with the religious crew. We need to come against this religious spirit. But I want to talk to you a little more about Elijah. Elijah knew his day was coming up to an end. He knew that it was there. And he told his predecessor, Elisha. He said, Elisha, if you stay with me, if you follow me, I'll give you the double portion, but you gotta see me when the chariot picks me up. And I want to tell you that that main prophet, he tried shaking Elisha. Go back and read the story. My God, there are some prophets that'll try to shake you. There are some apostles that'll try to shake you. They're only trying to shake you because God wants you to come out of the nest. But I want to tell you, you couldn't shake Elisha. And the day that Elijah, the chariot arrived, arrives, Elijah gets up, and he throws down the mantle to Elisha. Now, Elisha, he's not sure if the double portion came upon him, but when he gets up to the river, he puts that mantle on that river, and when that river split open, that he could walk back to the other side, he knew something happened. But here's the part I want to horn in on. When he got to the other side, they were still looking for Elijah, but he said, I'm the new wineskin. God has done something here. You've got to. And my God, they said, well, we're going to go up in the mountains and look for Elijah anyway. They went up to the mountains, but that second prophet, he knew that they were wasting their time. Come on, people, there's a new wineskin in the land. Learn to get your ears accustomed to hearing from the new wineskin. There are people on the TV now. I call them modern day oracles. They're speaking the heart of God, but you still watching Rex Humbard down in Florida. And I know Rex Humbard passed away, but I'm just saying, I'm giving you that as an analogy. My God, we need to now understand that we've got to listen to what the Spirit of God is saying. There are men like Joseph Prince on TV. The man is brilliant. He speaks like an oracle of God. I tell you, this is the hour, people. Adjust your vision. Adjust your ears to hear the sounds from heaven.
Hey, Vic, I'm thinking of Elijah where he's surrounded by night by the army, and he says, Lord, I pray you would open up the eyes of my servant Gehazi. And Gehazi's eyes open, and he sees the hosts of heaven, the angelic hosts, and it says there were more surrounding that army that was surrounding them. He said, there's more for us than more that are against us. So we've got to pray for God to take the blinders and the scales off our eyes, that we can see a little more clearly. And, you know, let's talk about Eli a little bit. It says, it came to pass, Eli was lying down, and when his eyes had begun to grow so dim, he could not see. And in 1 Samuel 4:15, it says, Eli's, his eyes were so dim. He's 98 years old. And, you know, it's not speaking about that because chronologically, he can't see because he's getting old. He was a seer. He could no longer perceive and discern the heart, the voice, and he can no longer see the intention of God. And, you know, Vic, Habakkuk 2:2, it says, write the vision, make it plain that those who read it may run with it. And I'm thinking of the book of Joel. It says, in the end days, he will give visions to young men and dreams to the old men. And maybe the old men dream dreams because they sleep a lot. But, Vic, God's releasing a seer anointing where people can see him a lot more clearer now.
Now understand, there's a price to pay. And I want to tell you that Jesus Christ paid the price. He gave up his blood. God's not looking to raise up a rebellion. I see people, they come to me like Nicodemus by night. And they know that what I'm called of. And they enjoy the radio show. They enjoy the TV show. But they don't want their constituents to see that they come to me by night. And I tell you, I'm gracious to them. But I tell you this. This born again experience, you can't hide like Pilate and say, I don't want to have nothing to do with this man. I'll let the crowd decide what they're going to do with Jesus. Come on, people. You can't hide in obscurity. You've got to come out and say, Lord, count me. And I want to tell you this. When Peter felt that, he took the ear of the centurion off, and Jesus says, I've not come to raise up a rebellion. I'm not coming on this radio station to raise up a rebellion, but I've come to raise you back like Lazarus from the dead. Some of you have lost your Christ-likeness. Some of you have lost the power, the dunamis power. Some of you forgot what it is to rundiribesheke ondorobo. Some of you have come back, and the Bible says that God takes no pleasure in those that draw back, but it's my object today and the evangelist's object today to bring you back out of obscurity and tell you who you are. And my God, we're going to make it. You listen to us every day on the radio. I promise you, we are going to make it. Me and Rob are tone setters for this island. Oh, I don't worry about what everybody says. I used to worry about what everybody says. But now I hear from heaven, from Montauk to Manhattan, declare my word. start to pray against the principalities. You see, you thought that we were fighting this war in the flesh and blood, but I want to tell you, it's never been a war of flesh and blood. It's been a war against disembodied spirits that hold over the top region of this part of the island. But I'm telling you, God's given us a slingshot. Come on now, come on. Don't aim that slingshot at your brother, your sister. Start to aim it at the demons.
Yeah, you know, Vic, this is what God's doing in this hour. He's releasing the eyes of faith. And faith sees what heaven can become on the earth. Jesus says, on earth as it is in heaven, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. And, you know, God is repositioning us, as you said, Vic. He's aligning us and he's preparing us. So when the move of God, the revival, the power of God comes, we can contain it. We have got to become the new wineskin, so when the new wine comes, it won't fizzle or leak out. So we're just believing right now the greatest move of God from Montauk to Manhattan. We bless every church, every fivefold minister, every saint, every senior saint, and Lord, we are asking you to even release fiery evangelists that can see the prophetic seer realm. And you know, Vic, I want to tap into this the next few shows, the next 2 weeks. I want to talk about this seer mantle God is releasing, the prophetic edge that the enemy cannot combat. You know, see, you've got to flow with the initiatives of God. You've got to learn how to be spontaneity. God is a very spontaneous character. We find God in the book of Genesis where day one, he does this. He creates man, he creates light, he creates the earth, he creates man in his image, he creates the oceans. This is how God is moving in this hour, through vessels that are prepared, that are going to pull down the kingdom of God to the earth.
My God, that's right, that's right. And I want to tell you this. Some of you are listening, and this message to you is a little foreign. And that's just because you've been at status quo way too long. God is calling you up. God is giving you vision to realize, wait a minute, my enemy is not my sister-in-law, my mother-in-law. My enemy is a disembodied spirit. And God is now giving you the witness that you are going to join us to take from Montauk to Manhattan. I told you God gave me a dream, but I didn't give you the whole dream yet. God says we'll do it a little at a time. We're in the time of preparation, people. We're in the time where the world is feeling the sorrow that Matthew 24 talks about, but we are preparing as a church to have of the greatest exploits that Daniel speaks about.